Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
I'm joined now by Ciara O'Brien, who's a tech journalist with the Irish Times. Hi, Ciara.
Hi, how are you?
And Ciara, you're going to tell us how to spring clean our phones and computers to keep them running at your best. So if we start with computers and laptops. So you're saying if your laptop is slow to boot up, if it takes a long time to load apps, you might be thinking, do I need to get a new one? Just give it a clear out.
Yes, because a lot of the time what's happening is there are programs that are starting up when you start up your laptop and that's slowing them down, or it's just stuffed with files. Now, I will hold my hands up and say, I am so guilty of this. So I save everything to the desktop. I don't anymore, but I would save everything to the desktop. And if you are in any way kind of picky about your technology, my desktop would give you absolute anxiety because it's just a mass of files. Now,
I've
started organizing.
And is that slowing everything down all the time?
It is, because look, think about it, like there's no space for anything to go anywhere. So particularly, like, I mean, we download things all the time, download files, download documents, download pictures, and they just sit there on taking up space, and eventually your laptop will start to crawl to a halt. Now, I have noticed since I have cleared all that out, wiped out my downloads folder, saved the files I needed, but got rid of the ones that were just sitting there because I just didn't have the headspace to deal with them, that everything has kind of sped back up again. Now, and I said, the other thing then is also, if you have a lot of programs that start up when your laptop starts up, a lot of these will be default programs. You can go in and clear them out as well, because most of them you don't need.
Okay. And I presume as well an email clear out might help, which is such a pain. Like, is there any tips to make that easier?
There is a lot happening at the moment with generative AI and all the artificial intelligence tools that are being built into different programs and to the different operating systems. So what you'll find now is, you know, when you start up your Apple Mail program, what it does now, it will categorize emails from sender into types. And if you're already on Gmail and been using Gmail service for a while, this is nothing new. So what they do is they tag everything, say, that comes in as a marketing newsletter. They'll tag it as promotions. Go in there, select all, and just wipe all that entire folder out, because 9 times out of 10 you are never going to look at the latest sale from whatever clothing company you've been shopping with for the last God knows how long. And then you also need to, you know, prevention is better than cure in this case, you know, go in and unsubscribe from all these things.
Absolutely.
As soon as they've served their purpose, because they will just keep coming.
Yeah.
And that's one way to do it, you know, it's just
and
to
the unsubscribe
use those
is easier
categories.
Than it used to be, I think, isn't it? Remember before they made it very difficult for you, but there was obviously a law brought in, because unsubscribe is fairly snappy now.
Yes.
So phones then, right? And look, we're all familiar with that thing. If you keep hitting these storage limits on your phone and it wants you to manage storage and all that, I presume like pay for extra cloud storage is one solution, yeah?
Yeah, and you know, there is value in paying for extra storage, particularly if you're on, say, something like Apple, because you get a small amount of free storage. And if you want to back up your phone, which we all should be doing regularly anyway, that is going to basically wipe out that free storage on more. Because you think about it, it's only a couple of gigs, but most of the phones these days have a capacity of 256 gigs. So obviously that doesn't compute. So you do have to occasionally put your hand in your pocket, but make sure you're not paying for stuff that you don't need. So if you're on an Android phone, for example, you might be getting, a lot of people are getting notifications from Google to say that their storage is reaching its limit, and you know, they'll have to pay for additional space if they want to keep using their email, etc., etc. Now, Google give you a decent amount of free storage. It's about 15 gigs, more if you have certain devices that are, you know, say if you have a Pixel phone, you'll get extra space.
Okay.
So if you're hitting that, what you need to do is go in and have a look. So there is actually a thing in your Google account that will show you what is using up all your storage. And 9 times out of 10, it's videos.
As if we need
videos
to know.
And photos,
okay. Yeah.
Always. So yeah. You need to go in, and I will say to people, if you want to make the biggest impact, have a look at the videos that are saved to your phone and to your cloud storage, and start there, because the phones are great and the cameras are great these days. You know, they can take some really high quality video footage, 4K footage, but I can guarantee you that 90% of the videos that are on your phone, like say if you like to take videos at concerts, you are never watching those again, because the quality is not the best, because you know, it's a tiny little figure blurry in the distance. You know, I can understand keeping obviously family photographs. I mean, I'm not going to tell you how many photographs and videos are on my phone, but it's a lot. But what I have done is gotten rid of all the crap videos that I don't need, and also videos that are forwarded. So if your WhatsApp is set up to automatically save all the media files that come into a particular chat.
That's all in there as well, okay.
That gets saved and it all gets backed up to the cloud and it all eats into your storage, and then you get messages saying, please pay us because you're using 98% of your 15 gigs of storage. You don't need to use that much. You just need to go in and wipe out, you know, all of that. Basically all the junk that you're never going to look at again, and then go back into your WhatsApp and uncheck the box that says automatically save media to my gallery or to my photos
automatically
or to my phone.
Media to my gallery or for, okay.
It's in your chat settings.
Okay.
It's a life changer because you will always get the same things over and over again. If you're in more than one family group, you know, people are sending the same things over and over again and they appear multiple times. I have it set now to save for one chat and one chat only, and that's my family chat. Everything else, I have to actually click on it to save it.
Okay.
And it saved me an awful lot of time.
Okay, so what about apps then in general? Should we be getting rid of apps?
If you no longer use them, yes. But what I will say is before you get rid of them, if you've set up an account with them, close down the account. Because what we're all guilty of doing, I've done it myself, you leave an account open and over time you'll see, like sometimes those accounts can be taken over by, you know, people who are not supposed to have access to them because, you know, we forget they're there. And then before you know where you are, somebody saying, oh, I got an email from this account that you've completely forgotten that you even had. It's not your email anymore. Somebody has managed to hack into it because there's been a password leak somewhere and they've managed to hit on the right password combination. So if you're going to, no matter what it is, you know, if you have, if an app has run its course, you no longer need it, you no longer use it, and you have at some point set up an account for it, delete the account.
Okay.
And then, you know, close down the account and then get rid of the app off your phone. Because we all have so many apps, but you know, there's things you download, you think, oh, I'll use this, and then you don't. And I will tell you now, ironically for me, it's the apps that promise to organise my life and organise my files and organise my phone.
Yes. Come here, what about physically cleaning the actual devices then? I'm probably thinking in particular of cable ports and the little holes and stuff like that that get gummed up.
Yeah, the thing with this now, I've seen so many hacks on TikTok. Don't get your tech advice from TikTok, okay? Really, don't get your tech. So I've seen people stick hot glue into ports. I've seen people put like sharp metal things into ports. Now, generally, the advice is don't stick anything inside a port that's not a charging cable. Do not put hot glue in there. It won't do anything except possibly break your phone. But we do have a problem when you stick your phone in your pocket, like lint gets in there. Mm. Bring it into somebody, you know, if you don't feel confident that you can do it without breaking it, because most people wouldn't. The thing that a lot of people do is bring it in somewhere to get it cleaned out professionally, because they don't recommend using stuff like compressed air to clean it out. I have now, and I wouldn't recommend following my advice on this one, but I have on occasion managed to get it out with a toothpick because there's no
I don't want insurance claims from people who took
don't
a toothpick to the delicate little port device.
Bring it into the experts.
They're usually very reasonable about it, and sometimes they won't even charge you if they do a quick job on it. And just finally to say, you say then with old devices, I always thought the advice on old devices was leave them in a drawer for years.
No.
But no, should recycle them.
Yes, you should, because there's valuable elements inside that stuff that we have to mine the earth to get out of. And I know it sounds very odd coming from somebody whose main job is writing about technology to bring in the environmental side of it. But, you know, the Wii recycling system is there for a reason. So anything that has a battery, whether it's a child's toy or, you know, a rechargeable battery in a mobile phone, whether it's a cable, they all go into Wii recycling because there's elements inside those that can be recycled and reused. So rather than them have them sitting there, now be smart about it and, you know, wipe your data off it before you send it off to be recycled, because you don't want, you know, think about what you do with your phone. You don't want that out there, but do that and then send them off to be recycled, because despite what you might think, they will not be, 9 times out of 10, they will not be worth money in years to come.
Okay. Ciara O'Brien, tech journalist with the Irish Times. Thank you very much.